The best way of understanding what is meant by assets is to contrast them with liabilities. In a way, all the things that the business owns, its property, its goods, obligations, and debts due to it. In fact, any cash or anything belonging to the business which could be exchanged for cash are its assets. Similarly, anything that the business owes to other people, any property, goods, obligations, services, debts for which account must be rendered to others, these are its liabilities. The difference between the assets and the liabilities represents the capital of the firm. Assets may be classed in two broad groups. On the one hand are fixed assets, on the other hand are current assets. Fixed assets are those which are intended to remain as a permanent part of the business. Fixed does not mean that they are fastened to the floor or immovable. It refers to those things which are used time and time again in the business and without which it could not function efficiently. They are there in constant use for the benefit of the business. There are the buildings, the plant, the machinery which must be available all the time. A motor lorry bought to deliver goods is part of the fixed assets, even though it moves from place to place. Current assets are those which are available in the ordinary course of business. They used to be called floating assets and are sometimes referred to as circulating assets or even trading assets. But the recognized term now is current assets. They include things intended for resale, such as the stock in trade, the articles in process of being made, cash available, and amounts owed to the firm. Assets, therefore, must be classified according to the purpose for which they are used. The same commodity may be a fixed asset in one type of business and a current asset in another. For example, the chairs, tables, and other furniture in a hotel will be fixed assets, but furniture in furniture shops will be current assets. In one case, it is an essential part of the organization of the business. In the other, it is there to be sold. Current assets are, in the main, cash or things which can fairly quickly and easily be converted into cash. Fixed assets cannot be transformed into cash without serious effects upon the organization of the business.